maybe, you know, years ago, maybe when you were a boy, where were your, you know, your ancestors buried? They didn't have, they have a regular cemetery, or was it
yeah.
a, like a family plot?
They sure were.
He's done that.
He didn't no, I tell you, not they sure were. Four or five Queen of Graveyards I know of,
uh-huh.
cemetery in this, right around close. My father
uh-huh.
buried up here on the hill.
Uh-huh. And after the, when someone, before they're buried, the body is placed in a, what's the body placed in?
In a coffin.
Yeah. And then they
casket.
Yeah. And the service they have, that's called a,
funeral.
Yeah. And if the family is in black, they're dressed in black, you say the family is in
mourning.
All right. And if someone says, how do you feel? And you say, how do you feel today? You say, oh, I feel
pretty good.
Okay.
I'm down for a day.
Yeah. And if someone's concerned about something, you might say, everything will be all right. Don't
worry.
Sure. And if you have pains in the joints, you call that what?
Well, they call it rheumatism, and they've got different names for that.
Okay.
Rheumatic pains.
Do you remember a disease that took the lives of a lot of children? They used to get them in the throat.
Yeah. Measles used to kill them.
And
diphtheria.
Yeah. And then a thing that causes the yellowing of the skin.
Yellow.
That's right.
Yellow gender, good.
Sure. And if you get a pain down on the right side and you have to go have an operation, probably suffering from an attack of.
Penicillin, I believe.
And if a person can't keep food down, he might
vomit.
All right. Now, what's any crude expressions for that?
Throwing up, vomiting.
Okay. And a person who is that way, you say he is sick.
Stomach.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say he's sick at his stomach or to his stomach? Or on his stomach?
Sick from his stomach.
Sick from his stomach, okay. And then, if a young man's seeing a lot of a girl before he's married, you say they are?
Good looking?
Or they? Yeah, but they're going out a lot. You'd say they're, use something like courting or sparking?
Sparking.
All right, and you'd say, she is his
sweetheart?
And she is, and he is her
boyfriend.
Okay. And if they were supposed to be married, but they didn't, she changed her mind, you'd say she did what? She.
I don't know what to do then if she gets back out.
Oh, that's okay. And but if she didn't, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
All right. And the man who stands up at the wedding is called the.
Best man.
All right. And the. The woman who stands up with the bride is called a
bridegroom, is that it?
Well, the man is the bridegroom usually, yeah. But you call it the bride, either call it a waiter or a bridesmaid?
I guess you, I don't know.
Okay. And then a noisy serenade at, or celebration after a wedding. What did they call that? They used to do that, ring bells and.
Oh, after a wedding?
Yeah.
I know all about that. That's what they call serenading.
Uh huh. What was that like now?
Oh, they get them all on cowbells and shotguns and just a big fuss.
They ever call it a shivery?
Yeah. Shivery.
Uh-huh.
A serenade.
Uh-huh. Now, if